Hello, friends. Welcome to Quiet on Purpose. I'm Heather Lawrence, and you're listening to episode number 55. This podcast is all about learning to sit quietly in the presence of God and our own soul. We're here to gently pursue the practice of listening to God, to what He might want to reveal to us about our souls, and the invitation He might be extending to us in light of what we see. We want to lean in, listen closely, and respond to Him, knowing that the One who loves us will also take gentle care of us as we trust and follow Him. My hope is that these few minutes together today might be a sweet time of pause in our often hurried and noisy lives. Today's scripture is Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. This is the word of the Lord. It is absolutely true and given to us in love. Thanks be to God. You know who keeps a record of sins? We do. We're prone to remember the sins done to us, and we hold grudges against the offender. We're prone to remember the sins we've committed, the ones we don't think we should be forgiven for, and we live in shame, perpetually flogging ourselves. This propensity causes us to live in bondage to the past, defeated by our own or others' failings, unable to be any good to those around us, unable to enjoy a relationship of peace with God. But God does not. If you've received His forgiveness once by putting your faith in Jesus, your sins are dealt with, you've been forgiven, and you don't need to keep trying to pay for them. I have a humbling revelation for you, in fact. You can't pay for them. That's just one of the crazy things about the way we keep ourselves in bondage to the past. We think we don't deserve forgiveness, that somehow we have to work harder to earn it. So we hold God at arm's length, mentally telling Him, "I'll come to you once I've gotten myself cleaned up. I don't want you to see me like this." Well, we're right about one thing. We don't deserve forgiveness, not a single one of us. God offers it to us not because we deserve it, not because we have somehow done enough good to outweigh the bad, but because He loves us and wants to be in a relationship with us. Isn't this staggering? The God of the universe wants to be in a relationship with you. With me. This ought to surprise me more than it does. Think about someone in your life that you think is an especially good person. Maybe they never lose their patience, always have a smile on their face. You can't imagine them lashing out in anger or speaking an unkind word to or about someone else. They probably don't even know who the Rolling Stones are because they've never listened to anything but holy music. Okay, do you have an image of someone in your mind? Guess what? This verse still applies to them. If God kept a record of their sins, they could not stand before Him either. Friend, there simply is no human who can stand before our holy, perfect Creator God in their own perfection. If He kept a record of sins, we would all be doomed. But with God, there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve Him. We don't come into His presence, and we don't do good works because of our own character. It is always and only His own character that we can trust to keep us safe in His presence. And when we understand even just a little bit of His character, it immediately stirs up awe in us. Reverence for God occurs naturally in our hearts when we see who we really are and who He really is. And when that happens, We are drawn toward Him. Our hearts soften and we want to know more of Him. We begin to trust that maybe, just maybe, obedience to Him, even when it feels counterintuitive, is worth a try. So we take a baby step of obedience, and we find that it brings joy like we never imagined, and peace. And then we take another, perhaps more difficult step of obedience, and that too brings joy and peace. And the cycle upward continues. We will never obey perfectly, and there will always be the temptation to return to shame or to trying to clean ourselves up rather than the simplicity of receiving His forgiveness. But the more we learn of His character, the less of a pull that old way will have on our hearts. My friends, I don't know where you find yourself today in the push and pull of the shame cycle. I know that for myself, there are seasons when I can more clearly see His character and therefore more freely receive and enjoy His forgiveness, and other seasons when I'm sinking in the whirlpool of shame, which is always accompanied by an unrealistic expectation that I need to do something other than just surrender. So my invitation to you today is to surrender. Surrender to the reality that it's true, you don't deserve His forgiveness. And then surrender to the greater reality that it never depended on you being deserving in the first place. With God, there is forgiveness so that we can, with reverence, serve Him. Before we begin our time of purposeful quiet today, take a moment. Get your body comfortable. It may help to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and become aware of God's loving presence with you right now. This is my prayer today for me and for you. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness so that we can, with reverence, serve you. Oh, Lord God, I am struck today by how much of Scripture is dedicated to this truth. There are verses from Old to New Testament that declare your eagerness to forgive us and restore us to relationship with you. God, let our hearts believe this beautiful truth more deeply, so that we will draw near to you with reverence, be courageous to obey you, and live the full and meaningful lives of joy and peace that you have waiting for us. Over the next few minutes, I'll provide time for us to consider, where do I find myself today in the cycle of shame and forgiveness? Is there something specific I need to simply name out loud in the presence of God and then surrender it to His love and forgiveness? Let's take some time now to respond to Him. Thank you. Father God, thank you for making it so clear throughout the Bible that you are a forgiving God. Thank you for the beautiful, poetic way your character is described for us in today's verses. I love the two-part invitation it presents for us to first acknowledge our inability to come into your presence in our own worthiness, and then also to simply surrender to the beautiful reality that forgiveness is available. God, I pray that we might grow in our ability to identify when our hearts are drowning in shame, and then to remind ourselves of your character so that we can return to a place of receiving your forgiveness and living in awe and reverence of you, serving and obeying you because we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I'm honored that you would choose to spend some of your precious time with me here. Thank you. As always, the questions from today's episode are in the show notes if you ever want to refer back to them. And if today's episode was helpful to you, please consider sharing it with a friend. I hope you'll join me again next time for another episode, and that along the way, we'll both learn what it looks like and how we benefit when we're quiet on purpose. Until then, take a few minutes, take a deep breath, get quiet on purpose, and enjoy God's presence with you, my friends. He loves you so much.